More Mornings with Eddie Q and Reader on Fox FM.
Good morning, Reader.
Good morning, Eddie.
Just want to give a quick PSA to people that might be getting out of work this morning from the graveyard shift or might be getting up and listening to us right now as they're getting ready for work. Some of that snow last night did mix with the rain. It's iced up on your car. So if you did put away your snow brush, your ice scrapers, bring them back out. You're going to need to use them, or at least just keep the defroster on for a while. Keep your car running so it'll defrost your windshield.
Yeah, not a ton expected throughout the day today. 1 to 2 centimeters possible through the day, and then less than 1 centimeter expected tonight. So not a ton more expected to come, but just something to be aware of. And as always, drive safe when you're out on the roads.
When it comes to auto repairs, Eddie's mechanically inclined. Reader?
Not so much. He prefers to leave it to the professionals. More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Looks like Travis Kelce is exploring new ventures.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it, he is living his best life right now.
Yeah.
He just won his 3rd Super Bowl ring. He's dating the most famous woman on the planet right now, Taylor Swift.
Yep.
And now he's getting to live out what apparently has been kind of a childhood dream, and he's getting to host a game show.
Yeah, he is hosting a show called Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? It is a spinoff of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? But instead of fifth grade students in the classroom, there will be one adult that will try to answer all the questions, and the classroom's full of celebrities.
This could be interesting.
Right? So I'm interested to see how that's going to be. And it's all, you know, they shoot for a $100,000 prize. They can ask the celebrity classroom for help and even cheat off of them.
Oh, it sounds
pretty sweet.
I don't know. Yeah, like he said, he grew up loving game shows. He's excited to be following in the footsteps of so many TV icons hosting his very first one.
I didn't realize that Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader got canceled. Got canceled in 2011, got revived for a couple of shows here and there throughout the years. They came out with board games, obviously. That one's something that I've known about, but
everything old is kind of new again. It's just like they've revived Millionaire. You know, it had been on for quite a while. And
Who then Wants
it
to Be a Millionaire?
And then, yeah, it got revived again as well. So, I mean, a lot of these shows kind of make comebacks. Pyramid, the same thing. It used to run years ago in like the 70s and 80s. Now there's the new Pyramid again with Michael Strahan hosting it.
You know what? Yeah, I'm excited for this, though, because I want to see how the celebrities try to solve the questions as well, along with the like the contestants.
Yeah.
But there is no release date yet. All we know is that it's coming out on Prime Video.
I want to know if these celebrities will have the answers, or if they're having to just answer off the top of their heads, too.
Because I'm just thinking, are the celebrities in the classroom also smarter than a fifth grader? Are they going to struggle, too?
I don't know. Let's find out.
When it comes to exercise,
Eddie lifts the weights, Reader goes running.
It's all about balance.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
I gotta adjust the video that you posted on the Fox FM Facebook and Twitter and Instagram page. You were talking about new snacks that people might be finding, and they're recently obsessed with them.
Yeah, every once in a while, you know, you come across something and you've never had it before, and then you find it's like, this is so good, and then you just want to eat it all the time.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, to the point where you got to be careful, you don't just burn yourself out on it, because all of a sudden you're just crushing them.
Yeah, my bank app doesn't, I don't want that to tell me I'm continuously buying these things.
Yeah, I was at the convenience store next door, well, last week or so, and I came across these little mini banana cream pies.
Oh.
They're like a little personal size banana cream pie.
Yeah.
In the,
and I know you're a banana cream pie guy.
Oh, yeah. And they're so good.
They look amazing. Just a little personalized pie.
Yeah.
It's not like a giant thing where you'll have like a bunch left over. It's just, eat it right then and there.
They even come in a handy little container that if you wanted to keep it and use it, you could.
Very cute.
It's a sturdy little plastic container that comes in.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, I don't know if I've discovered any recent snacks. I usually stick with the same stuff, but I remember, I think this was last year, a couple years ago, somebody told me about Tim Tams.
Oh, those are good.
My first time ever having those Tim Tams, like a couple years ago, I was like, I've been missing out on this this whole time.
Well, because they're an import, right? They're an Australian cookie or biscuit, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I'd rather eat that than Australian Marmite, but, you know, still really good stuff.
So good.
You know, it's like it was one of those new things that you discover, and you're like, wow, okay.
Yeah.
I got to find more of these things.
That's what I say. The trick is just making sure you don't go overboard of them on them and then make yourself kind of sick of them and then to the point where you don't enjoy them anymore.
If you want to find the video, go and check it out on Facebook, Instagram, and also X at MoreFoxFM. But you can also just give us a shout, 306-783-3699. You can shoot us a text or a call. Have you discovered any recent snacks? Maybe something new that you've tried and you're like, yeah, I can eat this all the time now.
Reader's solution to an awkward moment at a birthday party? Just move slowly towards the cake.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
It's Eddie Q and Reader. More hits, more favorites, Fox FM. Last night, the Yorkton Chambers Celebrate Success Business Awards were ongoing at St. Mary's Cultural Center, and it was fantastic.
Yeah, you were emceeing the big event.
Yeah, I was co-emceeing actually with Tanya Cherry from GX94, a coworker right across the room from us, and it was great. Honestly, I was able to chat with several people, got to meet some new faces. But overall, I do want to just congratulate all of the businesses who won the awards. It was really cool to be able to experience that, especially seeing some of the winners, businesses that I go to. Like, I saw, you know, Woman Entrepreneur of the Year went to Adele Sharing from Sharing Optical. That's my eye doctor. Huh? Alicia Simino won Small Business of the Year, I believe. And that's the gym that I go to. So it was like really cool to see all of that going on in the community.
And the cool thing is you get, you know, some of the packages they put together to spotlight all these businesses.
Yeah.
And you get a better idea. If you're not familiar with them, you learn more about what they do.
That's the thing. It was incredible. Of course, lots of food at St. Mary's.
Had
a couple helpings. felt a bit uncomfortable afterwards because I still had to MC.
I was going to say, you're not up there. We'd like to welcome. No, just none of that, bursting. Fortunately.
Yeah, no, but overall it was great. We had some staff from our station as well making our way over, checking it all out. But I do want to give a big shout out to Sherry McDonald and Juanita Pelegi. They were helping us, me and Tanya, get through everything with the MC notes. Of course, Juanita has been, and the rest of the chamber, they've been very busy organizing the whole thing.
And I saw your pictures and everything that you were posting from there. It looks like it was a full house there,
it
and everyone
was
having
packed.
A great time. Yeah.
Yeah. So congratulate to everybody who won. If you ended up going and attending, give us a shout, 306-783-3699. Let us know how it was. Heck, if you even took some photos or videos of the event, feel free to send them our way. You can text them to us. You can just shoot us a message on social media. Just let us know how you think about it. I will be doing a blog about it later today, so keep your eyes peeled for that.
Eddie may have had food poisoning more times in 1 year than Reader's had in his whole life.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Something really cool that's going on, actually. The Lyrid meteor shower has arrived, but the peak is going to be happening the night of April 21st leading into the morning of the 22nd. So that's Sunday night leading to Monday morning.
All kinds of celestial things happening. Now, is this something we'll be able to see, unlike the eclipse?
Yes. You don't need special glasses for this. You can see about 18 meteors per hour, and it's visible with the naked eye, actually. So they travel pretty quickly, about 47 kilometers a second. So as long as weather conditions are fine, I mean, Sunday should be mainly sunny. Same with Monday, partly sunny. So we'll see how the nighttime works for that.
Nice.
But yeah, if you want to take a little bit of time, check it all out yourself.
Yeah.
You don't need a telescope or anything like that. Catch them shooting stars.
It's all about timing, too. You got to make sure you're looking up at the right time to catch it.
Yeah, and you know, maybe get out about half an hour after dark so your eyes adjust to the night sky. drive a little bit out of town. That way you don't have a lot of light pollution either. And enjoy the Lyrid meteor showers on Sunday.
Watch the show up in the heavens.
Eddie used to live in Whitehorse. Reader once rode a white horse.
This team was meant to be.
Fox FM.
Shout out to Joe Beavers as they're going to bring here Fox FM some food tomorrow.
Oh, yes, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, they do an excellent job when it comes to catering food and covering all of your staff lunch needs. The last time that they brought us food, it was they brought us a giant tray of chicken tenders, some dipping sauces like they had a buffalo ranch and honey dill, as well as their house-made chips.
Yeah, it's all so good. And I mean, of course, you look at their menu and they've got a little bit of everything from burgers to sandwiches to poutine to all sorts of good stuff. And if you're looking to put together a big meal for a big group, they've got you covered.
Yeah, so make sure to hit up Joe Beavers if you ever need something for your staff lunch, for your staff, anything catering, and more. And if you want to learn more, by the way, go to foxfmonline.ca and on the app. All you have to do is click or tap on the Food for Work tab.
Reader says Scrabble is the greatest game ever.
Disagree? They'll tell you why you're WRONG.
Boom.
Want to just let you know that starting today, the Harvard Media and Fox FM Spring Ag Trades and Equipment Auction is live. It's open right now, and it closes next Thursday. So make sure to bid on fantastic items in categories like heavy machinery, chemicals and fertilizer, ranch and cattle equipment, and more. There's a few things that I'm going to highlight, just a couple right now. So one of them that you can get, Esther Hazy Ford has multiple gift cards ranging between $225 up to $500, with current bids only about $75, so less than face value. One other thing that I'm going to highlight is grain millers. One load of oat hulls and freight up to 60 miles, valued at $1,500, current bid $450. Again, that's way less than face value. Might as well bid it because you can get a little bit less than that, you're getting a wicked deal. So go to harvardmediaauctions.com or just click the banner on our website to go and bid.
More mornings with Eddie Q and Reader on Fox FM.